Today is Thursday, the 23rd of November, 2023. I'm sitting with Nancy Edmondson, who used to live at number 1 Bleemore Cottages, about a mile and a half north of Ribblehead Station on the Settle to Carlisle Railway. On the 18th of April, 1952, Nancy Dawson, as she was then, was faced with a situation few of us can imagine. There was a rail crash near the cottages, as the Thames Clyde Express came out of the Bleemore Tunnel and was derailed. One steam engine and a number of carriages were strewn across the track. Aged 14, Nancy, along with her mother, helped passengers escape from the wreckage and took the most injured to their house to recover. First, I'll ask her about the house. In my mind, I picture this house miles from anywhere. Is that right?
Yes.
So, was there a road there?
No.
So, how did you get to and from the house?
There was a path along the side of the railway. Mm-hmm. But if we didn't want to use that, we walked up the railway on the track. Because that was quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, the path went round and every which way up every hill and vale.
So, if you or your mum had to go and do some shopping,
yeah,
where would you go?
We shopped at Settle. We would get the train at Ribblehead to Settle. Because my father worked on the railway, he had a certain number of free passes and, you know, can't remember what you called them, but free travel on the railway.
Mm-hmm.
So we shopped at Settle. And then once a month we got a delivery from Dent. Why, I don't know. Dinsdale's at Dent. And that came but via train.
Oh, right.
In a big box.
So tell me about the house itself. Was there electricity in the house?
No.
So how did you light it?
We had candles and paraffin lamps, and the biggest lamp was what they called a tilly lamp, which was a pressure. You lit it and pumped it. It had a mantle and you pumped it up. Got a very good light from that.
And presumably no gas?
No gas, no.
How about running water?
No.
Oh, so where did you get the water from?
The wash house opposite.
The wash house opposite?
Yeah, okay. Across the yard. All railway houses at that time had a row of wash houses opposite at the bottom of the yard. And the water was there.
So presumably that means no bathroom?
No.
No bathroom, no. Just an outside privy?
Yeah, which was a very draughty house.
Right.
It was basically a hole in a piece of wood.
Right.
Over a vast sort of hole.
Okay.
Where the wind blew.
Oh, right.
Yeah, very, very privy.
So it sounds quite a basic house.
Yeah, it was basic, yeah.
And presumably you kept warm in winter by burning coal?
Yeah, we had one coal fire in the house. Yeah.
Just the one?
Just one.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So we could light one in the what we called the front room, which we kept for best. We didn't use that at all. Why, I don't know. But we could have two coal fires in the house. And so, we could have one in two of the bedrooms. Had a fireplace in.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So that would it have to get really back, really cold before they lit one of those?
Yeah. I only remember them being lit once when my father had measles and was delirious. Yeah, they lit the fire and keep him warm or something.
So how long did you live there?
From when I was 18 months old till I left school, and I'd be 17 and a half, or 17 years, more or less.